you know, I'm just embracing the opportunity. Going to go out there, have fun, you know, just let it all hang out, and obviously prepare my butt off, you know, do what I've been doing all season long, and just go out there and have fun with my teammates.
Guys, yesterday we were talking about how calm you were. You came in on Sunday, calm in the huddle. Like, were you calm on the inside, or was that?
I felt pretty calm, you know, with the, you know, hard circumstances, just going in there and stuff. I felt like I was, you know, confident. You know, I know the offense well. I've been in the system for, you know, almost a year now. You know, we're running stuff that I've been familiar with. So it was actually fun to get out there and get some reps.
Talk about how you ran some plays. You had practice. How much easier will it be having the game plan cater to you and be able to go through the whole week of practice with it before Saturday?
Yeah, it should be good. You know, just getting as many reps as possible. You know, reps on the side. You know, after, if it's, you know, not during a team period, if it's during a special teams period, you know, getting more and more reps, just practicing stuff, you know, repetition after repetition. So, you know, just looking forward to that.
Connor,
now you just go out there and play, really. You know, you always have the nerves leading up to the game, and once you get out there and you have a couple snaps and you get hit, get knocked down, you know, I think all that stuff kind of goes away and you start to play ball. So, you know, obviously playing at Michigan State, we played in some big time games there. We were fortunate enough to do that. So, I'm going to try and take whatever I, you know, did there and, you know, use it, you know, put it to use out there Sunday or Saturday. Nope, not really. You know, I was nervous last week just being activated, you know, being inactive all season long and finally knowing that I was one play away, you know, I was preparing like I was the guy. So, you know, I was nervous going into the Denver game, you know, just like I am, you know, just like I'll have the nerves going into this game. So it's all the same.
Did you get much sleep this
week? Oh, yeah, slept great last night. I talked to my quarterback coach from Michigan State last night, Brad Salem, and then, you know, obviously Derek, you know, talking to him, just, you know, trying to encourage me, giving me all the confidence that I need heading into this game. Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, just the name of the game, it's just, you know, you see things like this happen a lot. You know, anything can happen, anything can change with a drop of a hat. So you just always got to be ready. And, you know, whether if it's out there on the practice field getting mental reps, you know, putting yourself through it mentally, you know, to now actually getting reps, you just got to approach it, you know, approach every single day like it's the same.
You were a guy going to the draft that you thought you might be drafted by somebody that needed a starting quarterback, and you have a chance to be starting this year. Do you feel like you've kind of always been ready to dip your jump in and be a starter?
You know, I think I've always been ready to go in if they needed me. You know, there's still so much to learn. So much for me to improve on, you know, watching, you know, Derek play, you know, watching Matt play, you know, they do a lot of things, you know, that I need to get better at. So, you know, watching them, you know, if they ever needed me, I think that, you know, I would be able to go in and contribute. But yeah, that, you know, it's stuff like that. Say it one more time. Yeah, for sure. You know, that's, you know, a point of emphasis for us. You know, we're going to watch that game. You know, a bunch of us have already sat down and watched the game. And you just, you know, try and pull up things, you know, that we can try and exploit in this week's game.
What do you see from Clowney when you watch?
Very talented edge rusher, you know, a guy who could stop the run, you know, get to the quarterback, you know, in a pass rush. Just a guy who makes plays all over the field. You know, a guy who could, you know, track down a receiver who's running 40 yards downfield. You know, I think he ran like a 4-4, whatever it was at the combine. So he's a very, very talented football player.
How much work do you improve in training camp and
how has it improved? I think just confidence. You know, when you come in, you're a rookie, you're kind of unsure of the offense, timing with the receivers, all that stuff. So now just having, you know, almost a full season under my belt, you know, getting, you know, staying after, getting extra reps after practice. You know, coming out, you know, before in pregame, you know, when I was inactive, throwing with, you know, other receivers, just building the timing, the route concepts, all that stuff, and the knowledge of the offense. Just learning all that, I think I'm just more confident, more in control. I'm just going to go out there and make plays, you know, for my teammates. You know, I've never been the kind of rah-rah kind of guy. You know, I'm going to be vocal inside the huddle. You know, I'm going to communicate to my guys in the sideline and stuff like that. But I would just always go out there and just try and make plays and let the play, you know, speak for itself.
You mentioned developing kind of timing with receivers. How much work have you gotten with Crabtree or Cooper throughout the year that you had a chance to actually throw the balls?
A little bit here and there in practice. You know, if it's just routes on air. If we're doing like quarterback drills and they're just spot catching, stuff like that. So that's really all the you know, chemistry that I've had with them, or opportunities to work with them in practice in drills like that.
Two more guys. That's it.
When did you find out, or how did you find out that you were going to be
starting? I came in this morning and Coach Todd Downing told me. So I came in and talked to TD.
Have you heard from Draymond Green?
I'm not.
Do you have any family?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any family
that
come to the game?
Yeah, mom, dad, sister, girlfriend.
What was your reaction
when you caught? Just ready, you know, going to embrace this opportunity, give it everything I got, and go out there and have fun.
I guess the way the media works nowadays, you probably already got the news, but we are going to start Connor this weekend. And, you know, just want him to be himself and go out and do what he can do, and want our team to go out and do what it can do. Be prepared to play a good football game against a division winner and a team we saw earlier this year in Mexico City. And we're excited about the opportunity. We're one of 12 teams that are still playing right now, and we take pride in that. And we want to earn our right to be one of the final eight next week. So, questions?
Why go with Connor? Is it
Yeah, it's really an easy option. He played pretty well when he went in, and Matt's hurt. And so, you know, we're hoping to get Matt healthy enough to be in a backup role. So right now that remains a question.
What are you doing this week? Is he allowed to go home, or is he here all 24 hours a day, or he's got a lot of catching up to
do? Yeah, we'll do the best we can, you know, to prepare him. You know, the great thing about it is that he's been here, been in our system, mentally been engaged in what we do and how we're doing it all year. And I'm sure he'll lean on the majority of that, you know. So there's only so much you can catch up all at once. So I think at the end of the day, you know, you don't try and have him go around the clock here, and he's not going to be at his best. So, you know, we'll manage the process of preparing him and giving him what he needs, and get ourselves ready to go play. I would say the most impressive thing was when he went into a very difficult set of circumstances. I thought he handled himself extremely well. I thought the poise was there. The moment didn't look too big for him. And I thought he did a real nice job leading the team down and moving the ball. You know, we're looking forward to playing as a team. And I think, you know, what happens is that position gets so much attention. And understandably, but for us, it's about letting one young man do his job and the rest of us worry about ours.
The players talked yesterday about how he was in the huddle on Sunday.
Yeah.
And how important is that going to be, big stage playoffs to start, be able to have that meter?
Yeah, that goes a long way, you know, certainly does. And, all the reports of how he handled himself, you know, what he did on very little preparation last week. It was impressive.
The fact that he came out of a school at Michigan State where he wasn't in a spread. He changed his own place, the line of scrimmage. He had to check with me. I mean, all that stuff he'd done. There's a lot of young guys that haven't. Is that pretty much evidence since the time you got him that he was a little?
Yeah, as far as being, you know, being under center, being in a huddle.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have to start, you know, with learning how to be in a huddle, learning how to be under center. So, yeah, no question. And he played at a big, you know, a big-time conference and won a lot of games, you know, very successful. So, yeah, all of that in the background is very good for him and for us.
Connor said he played Monday game, and then he brought it back. He had to practice.
As far as game planning wise, I'm not going to give you a whole lot. I mean, we'll do what we need to do, you know, to get ready to go.
Jack, what's Staten McGee's status for this game?
Whose status? I believe he's going to be able to practice and should be able to go. We'll see how the week goes.
How much will he give you? How much do you anticipate he will help your defensive line?
Well, he was playing very well when he went down, so it'd be great to get him back.
I think after the first game against Houston, when you're asked about the running game, your answer was Clowney. Why?
Yeah, he was very disruptive. Very disruptive.
What kind of challenges?
And so was Wolfolk. I think, you know, those two guys were tough matchup. They'll be tough again. I mean, they're good players. There's a reason that, you know, they rank on top of the league in gross yardage allowed, and that they've been tough to run against because they're not even using an extra man in the box very often. I mean, they play with a lighter box, and they count on those big guys to be disruptive. So they've done a nice job up front, and that's without JJ. You know, it's pretty strong job, a very good front. Yeah, I think we embraced the process of preparing, and we've traveled well, you know, and then we prepare well, and then we go down and compete. I think that's what it's been about all year. That's what it'll be about again this week.
Jack, how would you characterize Connor's mentality going into this game's confidence level? How much of it
means? I think there's a lot of unknown there, right? I think we'll get to watch it play out. Let's see him play. Because, you know, honestly, you know, we haven't seen him a lot. We saw half a game or, you know, thereabouts against Denver last week, and that was pretty good. That part was pretty good. Small sample was pretty good. So, you know, we get a chance to just let him go be himself and do his job. And I'm more concerned, honestly, about our team doing what it needs to do as a team. You know, our defense needs to step up and play at a high level. And we've been... You know, we've sputtered throughout the year and had our moments, but, you know, we have not put together a complete game yet. It'd be real nice to get that starting Saturday.
Speaking of your defense, Coach, how much would it mean to your secondary? How much does it mean to getting Carl Joseph back?
Yeah, we'd love to have every healthy body we can get. And, you know, I think Nate has played well stepping in for him. I thought Trawick played very well the other night stepping in for Nate. And so... You know, we're not relying on any one guy, but certainly good to have all your players, you know, and Stacy and Carl are two guys that, you know, have been starters for us and have played well for us this year, and we'd love to have them back.
Did Cook take any snaps in practice?
I'm sorry?
Did Cook take any snaps in practice this year other than as a scout team?
You have to ask Todd Downing to track this, if he wants to give that to you or not, how many snaps he took in practice. I would say he's taken several, 100 probably, but... I'm not going to sit here and try and tell you how exact number of snaps.
Is this a game where your offensive line really needs to be a stabilizing force up front?
Yeah, it's all about team. It's all about team. You know, we talked all year about really for us, we believe our philosophy here is that we want to be strong and tough in the trenches and the offensive and defensive lines. And to me, that's what the good teams can do. They can run it when they want to run it, and they can stop the run when they need to stop it. And we've got a great challenge against a really gifted front. You know, Houston's a gifted front. And last time we went against them, their running back ran for 100 yards. So we've got to make sure that we're on top of our game and that we do what we're capable of doing. Yep. Yeah, I don't know if I really completely agree with that assessment. I think what happens is you want to tag or attach a label to whatever you see unfold. There were a lot of factors that added into what ended up being, you know, the performance we had that day. And I'm not going to sit here and try and explain it away. It was not a good day. That's the best way I explain it. We moved on several days ago.